Pensacola's Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 to 9.
The Mobile River Bridge and the replacement Bayway project, the one we've been telling you about for years that was put on hold because it wasn't going to fly to have a toll on that stretch. They are back with a proposal that says, look, this is a $2.7 billion project and the entire budget of ALDOT is only half that. Just wrap your brain around that for a sec.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up, head up high, high,
comes up. She brings my coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes, I know, hallelujah, I just love her so.
Good morning. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And we know what's dependable. Every Tuesday morning, we have the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. It was great to have Ray Charles to open us up, too.
Yes.
How nice is that?
A little request from an 8-year-old I know who just adores that song. So I thought that would be a pep in our step this morning to kick off.
That has got to be a cool 8-year-old to like that music right there. That is
not so bad.
Cool.
Not so bad.
Not so bad. Good for her.
But it's a beautiful day, beautiful start. Starting to see that warm weather again, which means probably upper 70s will be our lows. 90s are going to be our highs still. We call it second summer, right? Here in Northwest Florida. We
get
breeze for a couple of days, sometimes a week, and then second summer rolls in and shows its beautiful sunshiny face, which means there's still a little bit of time for prepping for the fall.
No question about it. And of course, we just seem to have always started our show talking about water. And we are dry. Let's just face it, we're dry again. It didn't take long after all that rain for us to be dry. So be sure that you haven't turned off your sprinkler system thinking it was fall and winter was coming. Your container plants really do need watering. I'm not going to say every day, but maybe every third day or so, you really have to get to that. Same for the lawn, same for the plants. So be sure to pay attention to that. This is a time of year where personally, and I think it's what people should do, is don't necessarily put your sprinkler system on a schedule. Well, look at the weather, see what the rain's going to do, if there's going to be any. We're going to have a dry week. There's no question about it. Then go ahead and do it manually when it needs it. Let it go a couple of days. If it hadn't rained again, do it again. Point is, just don't let it dry out, because a lot of times, even when the weather cools off, the root system in our turf and our plants continues to grow. So it's going to need water. Now, October can be historically very dry. It really can. And we sort of wait for the Interstate Fair to get here.
Yes, sir.
That's when we have to unpack a sweater.
That's when it's fall.
That's when we unpack a sweater and a jacket, because it happens all the time. So cooler weather's coming, but we've got a good 30 days or so before that happens, in my opinion. And of course, watch the tropics. We've been very, very blessed, I'll tell you, so far. But it's early yet. Don't give up on us having storms in the Gulf. So, in
still
any event,
praying for Puerto Rico too. I mentioned that yesterday. There's power outages in Puerto Rico from Fiona.
Those poor people. They're just recovering, and now their bridges, their electric grid is just destroyed.
It's just a reminder. I hate it. I hate these sad moments that remind us that natural disasters happen, whether it's a hurricane, heavy rains and flooding, which we have here. You know, we had a pretty wet summer. Tornadoes, it's we have to just think of wind storms that
exactly.
So we just have to be mindful of that. And we're here to remind you here on Pep Talk and on the Garden Line on Tuesday mornings. And if you would like to text in 850-437-1620, Mike is here to answer your questions. So we talked a little bit about water.
Right. And let's talk about this. This is something that's kind of interesting. A lot of our listeners, I would think, plan fall trips a little further north, various states, to go look at the fall color. Matter of fact, there are color tours.
Yes.
That one can go on.
Yes.
To go watch the fall color. So if you're not planning on that trip, what can we do in Pensacola insofar as planting trees that will give us fall color? Well, I've got three of them that I was going to mention today. Number one, a sweet gum tree. Sweet gum tree is a tall, tall tree. It can have, my goodness, 40 to 50 foot spread to it. The canopy has kind of this conical shape, which evolves into an oval shape as it gets older. But in any event, it's an excellent tree if you've got room for a tall, tall growing tree. Now, you get these little red tinged flowers in the spring, which is not that big a deal. But in the fall, it kind of comes into its own, Jenna. As the days shorten and we get a little cooler weather, it takes on shades of yellow, orange, red, and burgundy. Mm. It is a beautiful, beautiful tree if you're looking for a tree that's going to give you some color in the fall.
That's awesome.
Oh, well, crying. There's another one, too. I got two more. One is a maple. Some people call it a Florida maple.
Okay.
Will put out, beautiful foliage in the spring, but in the fall, it's got this, for lack of a better, kind of a muted yellow and orange color. They'll go 60 feet high, and fall is the only time you're going to see the color changes on this tree, but in the summer, you've got a classic shade tree with the classic maple-shaped leaves. One more.
My favorite.
Here we go. We got one more to give us some color.
The big one.
Not necessarily a big one, but kind of an odd one.
Oh, okay.
That you may not know about. A bald cypress. Experts in Gainesville say this is a tree that is rife with oddity. It grows as high as 80 feet with a 35-foot spread, but it's grown in a wet environment. And if it's grown in a real wet environment, it'll put out what they call knees, which are roots that help aerate the roots, if you will, in standing water. They change from pale green to what the experts are calling an eye-catching yellow and rusty color. One of the few deciduous conifers, pine tree type things, and the needles are going to fall off. And it has a beautiful bark for the wintertime. So those are three, the bald cypress, the maple, and the sweet gum. One thing, I will tell you a quick story about the bald cypress real quick. Back in the day, we owned property where we had a nursery selling plants. And right in the middle of the nursery was a huge bald cypress. Gorgeous, just like I just said. Gorgeous in the summer, gorgeous in the fall. But it just so happened to be right where I was constructing some large greenhouses. So the bald cypress had to go. Mm. And so we did. We took the bald cypress down and started building the greenhouses. Boy, did the neighbors get upset. I had no idea that people enjoyed that bald cypress until I chopped it down and people said, "Why did you do that?" I said, "Well, trying to expand the business. I got these greenhouses going up." I had no choice. It was right in the middle. And you really can't have a tree growing up in the middle of a greenhouse. It just doesn't work. So in other words, it's a beautiful tree. I will go back in time and apologize for cutting down that tree. I don't think I would do it today. I think we're all more a little environmentally sensitive to removing trees that are very pretty. But back in the day, we had no choice. We did it. People missed it. Because it really was a beautiful tree that will grow well in Pensacola, mm-hmm. especially if you've got a wet area.
Yeah,
will
I
grow
see
very,
that from
very
the pictures.
Well. Yes.
It likes the swampies.
It does like the swamps because it puts out those knees
That's what it is. It's knee. So cool.
Oh, yeah. It's really kind of cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that. Well, you know what? We don't know till we know, and then we grow, right?
I like that. That's good. Let me write that down.
Yeah, write good that down. You. That's on our good t-shirt. It's 9:16. Let's take a quick
t-shirt.
Break. We've got some questions coming through with pictures. So let me go ahead and show those to Mike on our break. When we come back, we'll get to all of your questions, answer them. But if you'd like to text in this morning, we still got time till 10 a.m. 850-437-1620.
It's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years, in Enslin, Old Palafox, and in Molino on Highway 29.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
We're all busy this time of year. There's back to school, football season, and this little thing around here called harvest. You don't have time to be sick or in the hospital. Did you know that the COVID Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold? And that doctors are seeing more young and healthy unvaccinated people in the hospital? Get informed about vaccines and make the decision that's right for you and the ones you love. Find out more at GetVaccineAnswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
From county commissioner meetings to the Blues, Andrew covers it all on your morning drive on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years. 9:18, good morning. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Tuesday morning, beautiful sunshiny day out there, and it's a sunshiny day for the Garden Line, so text in your questions, 437-1620 here to News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out with Mike Wiggins. We've got a lot of pictures, too. We love that. It helps kind of diagnose the problem.
Yes.
And so let's kick off with... Which one? I forgot already.
The hydrangeas.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes.
The hydrangeas, yeah. Okay, the pictures of the hydrangeas show the hydrangea leaves with some brown spots. Okay, but I really believe, technically, they may have two problems on those hydrangea leaves. Let's go first to the little spots that are inside the leaf. They're not on the edge of the leaf. They're on the inside. That's a little leaf spot. Some people call that a frog eye. It's a little bit of fungus. We get it this time of year. It generally is mainly cosmetic. It's not going to kill the plant, especially on that hydrangea, which is going to go dormant anyway
right.
as we get into the winter. But the other part of that picture showed the edge of the leaf, the edge of the hydrangea leaf, brown and crinkly brown. Well, as we've talked about on the Garden Line before, a hydrangea, especially as far as I'm concerned, is a signal plant. When the leaves start drooping, you need to get out there and start watering your container plants or your wherever those plants are, your flower bed or whatever. Because when you have the browning on the edge of a leaf, generally that is because of the heat. It sometimes could be too much water, too little water. That's what I would say. That's what mine do. If I forget to water that hydrangea, the outside of that leaf will turn brown and crinkly. So watch your water on it.
Okay.
Otherwise, I think you're going to do okay. Just kind of keep it watered, keep it healthy, have it in the right place, and as it goes dormant, you'll be fine. Now, what you don't want to do on that hydrangea is, because it's got those discolored leaves, is get out there and just whack it down to, you know.
Like bald it.
Bald it. Just don't do that because it's going to bloom on some of that old wood. Mm. So you got to kind of keep that there. But whatever you do, keep that water on it. That's going to help with those leaves drying out, because I've got one in a pot, maybe about a 16-inch pot. And I'll tell you, in this weather we're having right now, you give it about a day and a half, and those leaves will just kind of droop. That's when it's time to, you know, okay, I need to water the hydrangeas, but I'm going to water everything else because that hydrangea is my signal plant.
Okay, signaling. You know what, though? That's kind of what they do, though. And I like that you said that. So it's nothing to panic about.
Right, right. Those little spots on there are, like I say, a leaf spot. You could go, you know, by the book and say, oh, I'm going to get me some fungicide and that type of thing. I wouldn't do it. I think it's going to be okay. But the edge of that leaf deserves, it's environmental. And sure. So that deserves probably more water.
Okay. Let's get to another question before we take another quick break here on the Garden Line, 850-437-1620. You can text or call into News Radio 92.3 this morning to the Garden Line and have Mike answer your questions. Let's talk Japanese boxwoods. Do they have an expiration date? Our friend texted in this morning and said that theirs are about 25 years old and some are slowly dying.
That's a great question. I have found over the years some of the English boxwood, mm-hmm. Do what is happening in that picture. But I think all boxwood will do that. What happens is you get a root fungus in a very, very mature plant. It'll happen to azaleas. You'll get azaleas that look absolutely gorgeous, but right in the center or on the edge, it'll just be as dead as a doornail. There's really nothing one can do. And in the picture we had, it really makes for an awkward situation, because you would normally say, well, if it's only that one spot,
sure,
I'm going to prune it out.
Yeah.
But that leaves a big hole in your
plant. It does. It is more to the center.
The boxwoods are so mature, you can't replace them. You can't replace them at that same size. So best thing you can do is just do whatever pruning you can get by with. Because many times, once that root situation is involved with that disease, it'll jump. It'll jump to other boxwoods in that hedge line that you've got. So it's a very difficult problem. It is, in my opinion, it is really just a maturity problem. It's old age, unfortunately. And I think if it just continues, you may have to think about re-landscaping that area with something else. And boxwoods are fine. They're great. But after so many years, 25 years, she said, mm-hmm. I don't doubt it a bit that that's okay. What's happening.
Okay. R.I.P. I'm so sorry.
I am too.
You know what? But it looks like the rest of them are really going strong. So don't give up.
Don't give up. Try to do some judicious pruning that doesn't, you're going to have to do something to get rid of that dead wood.
Yeah.
And just see, maybe if you get some new growth, might come in there. It's worth taking a chance.
Worth taking a shot on it.
Exactly.
Bouncing back to Jan with the hydrangeas, do you know what is eating it? It actually, somebody mowed the small one down.
It's probably some of the worms.
Or like whatever was eating it mowed the small
exactly.
ones down.
You know, it could be like some of the cut worms, that type of thing. It'll get on plants and they'll chew and you'll see notches in the leaf. That is pretty easy to control. You can get some, if it's just a hydrangea by itself, you could even buy some insecticidal soap, which is totally organic, very safe, and just spray where you're having the problem. Preferably, mm-hmm. you would spray when you could see the worms that are doing that. But if not, some of the insecticidal soap will work. If not, there are some very mild insecticides. The old-fashioned one that we talk about on the Garden Line all the time is Seven Dust.
Mm-hmm.
S-E-V-I-N, Seven Dust, which is 5% Seven Dust. It comes in different percentages. 5% is what you want. That's the least toxic. And just kind of put that on there. And if there are worms on there, it'll clear them up. Okay. But that's probably what's happening there.
Excellent. Thank you, Mike. Jan, if you have a follow-up question or if you are tuning in and you would like to ask Mike a question here on the Garden Line, we've got to take another break, but I promise to get to them this morning, 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's that time of year again to have your home or business prepared as best you can for possible storms or power outages. Natural gas energy is the most reliable source against what Mother Nature can bring. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas has been servicing Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach for over four decades. If you live or work in this district, please visit GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com and learn how you can connect to natural gas energy. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, your style, your comfort, your energy.
At Beret Jewelers, we didn't just build a new jewelry store. We created a second home. A place to celebrate life, love, and happiness. A place to invite friends. To talk. To play. To learn. A place to bring the kids. Relax. Catch the game. And toast life's greatest moments. Welcome to Beret Jewelers, Pensacola's home for fine jewelry.
No more with Brian Kilmeade afternoons 11 to 1 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, the good news is we are staying a little bit longer.
This is. And everybody, please stay, just like Jackson Brown is asking us.
Absolutely. Yes, please stay and ask your questions this morning on the Garden Line. Wanted to get to the gardenia question over the next minute and a half. Is it normal for gardenia leaves to start turning yellow this time of year?
Yes, they will. Gardenias just do that. Now, what I would recommend, you might want to put a little bit of iron on it. You can buy iron in a granular form. Or you can buy iron in a liquid form. But gardenias love that. They love that acidity that that helps with. And it gets that iron in there, which will help with the greening. But don't worry when your gardenias get those yellow leaves throughout the plant. That's what gardenias do. One thing you need to be aware of, though, on your gardenias, and this is important, go look at the leaves on your gardenia to see, kind of turn the leaf over and see if you've got the little white specks on the bottom of the leaf. Mm-hmm. If you have that, that is scale. That's an insect that has secreted that little hard shell on the back of the leaf. And what you've got to do is spray it with ultra fine oil in the fall. Let temperatures, let's get into the 80s permanently, and maybe even to the 60s at night. Then you use that ultra fine oil, being sure that with your sprayer, that you can get underneath the leaves. You can don't just spray the top of the plant. Get underneath the leaf and get that ultrafine oil. Now, what that oil does, it smothers that scale and clears it up. I think I've mentioned over the years that that's back in the day, that's what our parents and grandparents did on a regular basis using Volk oil spray. It was something you did in the spring and the fall, no matter what. And we may need to get back to that.
I like it. Let's get back to it. Hey, don't go anywhere. We've got more questions coming up to answer here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. Also, stay tuned. We have a local news update coming for you from Steve Taylor after Fox.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kishinko with your Money Now. Stocks opening sharply lower as the Fed meeting gets underway. The Dow Industrial's down 394. NASDAQ down 112. S&P 500 off 50. People suing J&J over the company's talc products are urging an appeals court to revive their claims, saying the profitable company should not be allowed to use a bankrupt subsidiary to block lawsuits alleging the products cause cancer. They have asked an appeals court to dismiss the bankruptcy of J&J's unit LTL Management, saying LTA is a concocted corporation set up solely to stop them from getting their day in court. Despite declaring herself the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey apparently has a slightly darker side. The pop star says she's found a version of a 1995 alt-rock album she made that she believed had been lost and plans to release it now. Carey says the album called Someone's Ugly Daughter was squashed in the 90s by Columbia Records. Again, the Dow down 364. That's your Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
September the 20th, 1929, from the offices of the mayor of Pensacola in City Hall downtown, this is News Radio 1620, and now also on FM 92.3. Today, Mayor J.H. Bayless assembled local newsmen for some very good news, a report that will mean many good times for the area's sports fans. In a meeting last evening, our three-member city commission agreed unanimously to follow the request of the American Legion leaders, and so will proceed with construction of a new baseball park. The field will be on the site of what for years was known as Mexant Park, Gregory at 8th Street. The mayor said that the city will use funds from a prior bond issue to pay the estimated $28,000 cost of construction for a park that will seat, including its unroofed bleacher sections, something over 3,000 persons. The main grandstand will be in a rounded configuration and will provide full shelter for fans along both foul lines to a distance of about 20 feet into the outfield. There will be full fencing around the outfield. There will be dressing rooms for visiting and home teams, and a refreshment area will operate below the stands. A small press box will be built well up in the stand directly behind home plate. These plans were prepared this summer during talks between the Legionnaires and the commission. However, no contract for construction has been set as yet. Mr. Bayless said that he believes the park will be ready for play next April, and thereafter American Legion Field will serve baseball and football contests. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Good morning. You're listening to The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Hey, you can text into News Radio 92.3 at 850-437-1620. Mike Wiggins is here to answer your questions until about 10 a.m., so squeeze them in. Mike, what can you recommend to plant for a winter garden, and when should it be planted? Excellent question. Hey, you can drop your name below the question as well so we know who we're chatting with this morning. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, exactly. Yeah, oh, the fall gardens are great, and a lot of people prefer a fall garden. You don't have some of the problems you have for the spring gardens. As a spring garden, you've got temperatures that are going up, and that sometimes means disease and bugs and that type of thing. But in the fall it's really the other way around. If you're going to plant a fall garden, there are many things you can plant. Broccoli, carrots, cabbage, collards, turnips, mustard greens, and this is one we talked about this last week, I think, Swiss chard, which I have never grown and don't know much about. But also, a lot of the herbs are good. Cilantro, parsley, mint, oregano, that type of thing. Those are really good. We're getting to the point where it's probably going to be a little late to plant some of the spring stuff because we don't have enough time between planting now and when we might have that first frost or freeze. So I would concentrate on the spring garden. Now, you can plant a couple of ways. Let's just take turnips, for example, or radishes. That's a good example. Plant seeds. That's the easy way to do it. But if you're going to plant lettuce and cabbage and onions, we didn't even talk about that, onions, that type of thing, buy transplants. You can buy transplants. And, you know, there's a brand name that I really like, and I think you can find it almost anywhere, is they're grown, these transplants are grown at the Bonnie Plant Farm in Union Springs, Alabama. It's a company that's been there forever. They're huge. They sell not only to Pensacola, but they sell to the Atlanta market also. But you can buy bundles of lettuce, bundles of cabbage. You can buy onion sets. You can buy scallions. You can buy garlic, if you will. You can plant that. All kind of things one can plant in the fall. But if you have a choice between seeds and transplants, I would go with the transplants. I think you're a step ahead of the way of the game and can enjoy the fruits of your labor a little sooner.
Yeah. I like that, too. Plus, it relieves some of the pressure as well. And, yeah, I like that. Just like you said, you get to see the fruits of your labor a little bit faster and enjoy it. Plus, you said cilantro, and now I'm hungry.
Go get it.
It's my favorite.
Oh, yes.
Having cilantro in the house is just a must all the time.
And cilantro is easy to grow. And once again, you don't have to have a plow up the backyard for your vegetable garden. Plant some of these things in your flower bed for the fall. Or plant some of it in pots. These herbs especially, get some good 10-inch clay pots. It really makes for an attractive planting. And put your parsley, sage, rosemary, cilantro, all of that in these pots and this is important, I think, use good potting soil. Boy, we really have preached that sermon a lot here on the Garden Line, but sometimes you're going to spend more money on the dirt than you are on the plant, but that's kind of the way it should be. You need a good soil, a light soil, a well-drained soil, and quite frankly, you're going to pay a pretty price for that versus the 99 cents a bag stuff. So in any event, use good soil. Obviously, if you're going to plant the herbs in containers, you'll need to water more, especially with the weather it is right now. You may have to water at least every other day. So, yes, a fall garden is very rewarding, and I think you should try it.
Wait, I saw at the new Tractor Supply, not to name drop or anything, but the one I'm really bad at, road names on the west side of town near the front gate of Blue Angel by that Target and Walmart. Do you know what I'm talking about, Mike?
On Mobile Highway?
Is it Mobile? No, it's
I'm not sure.
It's like Blue Angel Parkway, Sorrento area, I think. Anyways, sorry, everybody can text
there's
in.
There's one
and
on 9
me.
Mile Road and there's one in Milton also.
Yes. Well, this is a brand new one, so went and checked it out and was getting some ideas as the weather changes and we're changing up stuff in our yard. But they had excellent raised garden beds for a really good price. You could build some of them yourself. They were all different sizes. And I thought that was really, really cool, too. So you don't have to just get a massive one and start and overwhelm yourself.
And I think that's very important. Start small.
Yeah.
Start small. Just see if you like it. But if you do a raised bed, you probably are not going to be able to afford those, you know, expensive bags of potting soil. You're going to have to kind of mix your own with sand, peat moss, organic material, little fertilizer. Mix all that together for the soil in your raised bed. But a raised bed is right because you can really monitor the amount of water. It's easier to control the weeds that grow up in your garden. So a raised bed is a good way to do it. But and many of these things that we plant and talk about on the Garden Line, I use roses as an example. People kind of get fired up, say, I'm going to grow some roses. They go out and buy 24 roses to plant them. You know, start small because a lot of these things take effort. A raised bed takes time.
And if you're patient especially like a rose or something like that, watch it continue to grow. I've had one for 7 years where she's been a little bit naughty right now and trying to kill on me, but I've been trying to bring her back to life. Right. But if you're really patient it really is a cool thing to watch.
Oh, it really is. And it's fun. And I, because of my situation, so much of that is fun for grandchildren. Let them see where their food comes from. Let them be involved in planting that raised bed or even planting the herbs in the pots. And then once that vegetable plant or that herb is mature, let them go pick it and cook it. It shows the whole cycle that I think is a great lesson for small children.
Yes. Speaking of where food comes from, too, you can get some chickens as well. You can become a full urban gardener here. Somebody texted in, we love Tractor Supply. Get our chicken stuff there. Lisa texted in, we got a Tractor Supply opening in Navarre. So lots of fun stuff happening. But yeah, you get some chickens, eat out of your garden, and
You know what I bought at Tractor Supply one time? Well, really, in the last 6 months, is birdseed. Birdseed has gone up in price. You think your groceries have gone up. Birdseed, for whatever reason, has really increased in price. And I found some reasonable priced birdseed to put in your bird feeder in your backyard if you're into watching the birds.
Yeah.
And it was good quality stuff, and it was at a reasonable price. And I really like the service. Very nice people.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, on that note, we're going to get to more of your questions. Looks like I've got a bougainvillea. I always mess it up. Bougainvillea.
That's close. I said bougainvillea.
Bougainvillea.
I think you may be.
Bougainvillea.
I think you're.
I have to say it with an Italian accent.
There you go. Maybe Steve can break the tie.
He does know.
How do you pronounce?
He sees us pointing at him while he's shoving food in his mouth in the newsroom. And so now we're going to call him out. So let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to get to pruning back bougainvilleas here on News Radio 92.3 on the Garden Line.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
This is Steve Gerlach with Emerald Coins. For over 17 years, we've been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, platinum coins, bullion, scrap jewelry, diamonds, and currency. Don't send money out of town to someone you never met. Trust a company that is locally veteran-owned and operated. Get more information about us on Thursday mornings on Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, it's News Radio 92.3's Bobby Rossi. It's hurricane season. We're ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our storm experienced news team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, with comprehensive and accurate coverage. Along with our TV partners over at WEAR Channel 3, we'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Dependable traffic on the fives with local news at the top and bottom of each hour on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr, a little autumn in New York. We're all looking forward to the fall. We're talking planting gardens, pruning, keeping all of our stuff alive here in Northwest Florida as we watch the temps go up again. They're going to drop eventually. So we are planning out and planning ahead. Got a question here, and let's have Steve Taylor say it.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Steve, you're on. Okay, Steve.
How do you say it? Is it bougainvillea?
Bougainvillea.
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 Yeah, the two L's. I'm not sure if it's, I know in Spanish, the two L's together is a Y sound. So but I don't know. I think it was Latin. I mean, bougainvillea, is that a Latin or is that the common name?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
We have a very deep discussion.
I'm having a little trouble pronouncing it myself.
Is
it poinsettia or poinsettia?
Poinsettia is what I say. But
so it is from southern Argentina, so that would make sense that the L's would be silent.
Bougainvillea.
Bougainvillea.
Yeah, and I don't know the origination of that word, but I think that's really cool. I was trying to say it like I was an Italian man selling you pasta. So.
Bougainvillea.
I guess I could say it without the L's too. Bougainvillea. Yeah. I'll still say it, but I have to use my hands, so I'm sorry. All right. So somebody would like to know, thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
To know when to prune back the bougainvilleas.
Well, and I bougainvillea, of course, is a tropical, kind of a semi-tropical plant, which a cold weather will get it. It really will. I think I might just let it go. Prune it when it gets out of hand. Prune it when it's going where you don't want it to go. Because it's going to vine out on you. And, of course, if we had a horrible winter, cold winter, it might not make it. But I would prune it when you think it needs it. If you're going to do that, probably in the cooler weather would be the best time to do it. And as we get into the fall. Because anytime you prune a plant, it'll wants to send out new growth. And if you prune a plant back very close to the time when we have a potential freeze, that new growth is very tender and can really be damaged. So I would wait as we got into maybe even the January, February time frame to do my pruning. Unless, as I say, it's out of hand, it's growing, you know, into your living room and you really need to prune it back. But it is a great plant. When I was out in California this year, I got to tell you, Jenna, some of the bougainvillea out there is just striking. Of course, they don't have the freezes, so theirs is relatively permanent. But my goodness, it's just gorgeous. It really is. Those red blossoms, and it's just beautiful. But that's kind of the bougainvillea story as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Somebody texted in. Remember we talked a couple months ago? It must have been July-ish. I remember I went up there. I actually have a picture of me. But I went to see the century plant. Did you drive up there at all to go see it off?
No, I did not. I did not see it, no.
Oh, it was quite the experience and beautiful. So somebody had asked if there was information on it. I don't really know. I haven't been able to do a drive-by on the century plant at all, but last I saw it was huge.
Now this is when it sends up the long stalk.
Yes.
Now, of course, this may be urban legend. I don't know if this is horticulturally totally correct or not. Supposedly, it sends up after years and years and years and years. It sends up that tall stalk, and when it does, it dies. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Our climate, I don't know that. Maybe somebody who's listening has had an experience with that. But the books will tell you, or people will tell you, that century plant, once it sends up that stalk, and of course, the next sentence they say, well, that's why they call it a century plant.
Right,
once in 100 years, it's going to send up that stalk. That's all questionable as far as I'm concerned.
Naturally. But it's really cool. And it's off 10 mile on
it is cool, yes.
Motley Street. It's really easy to find, just so you know, if you want to take a drive, you're looking for something cool to do. Plus, if you have kids, grandkids, you want to show them, they love it. It's about 9:54, which means we're going to have to take another quick break here on the Garden Line. If you'd like to squeeze in a question, 850-437-1620. When we come back, let's talk about plumerias. Did I say it right? Plumerias?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to talk a little bit about pruning plumeria plants and then also planting crepe myrtles. So we're going to get to that. Let's take a short break here before we wrap things up here on News Radio 92.3.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
When your AC isn't cooling like it used to, or you're interested in saving on your electric bill by upgrading to a new unit from American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, give Air Design a call. We can help you get the most out of your current system with preventive maintenance. You'll breathe easier with duct cleaning services by a NADCA certified company. You can always count on us for honest upfront pricing.
When you need an honest heating and cooling expert who's committed to doing the job right,
call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
Come on, we're going to be late to the cookout.
I was just packing up my famous mac and cheese.
I hope you packed the Pepto, too.
Huh?
Pepto-Bismol provides fast relief from heartburn and indigestion. You know, that uncomfortable feeling after you eat too much. And after the deviled eggs, baked beans, and barbecue ribs, you're going to need it.
Barbecue ribs? I should probably pack an extra shirt, too.
Good call.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto-Bismol. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week it's Storm Folk, an alternative folk band with siblings Mick and Kalen. The band combines a singer-songwriter feel with folk, bluegrass, rock, and pop, crafting a unique sound. Storm Folk has been playing breweries, restaurants, festivals, and now Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Pensacola's Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 to 9, right before Pep Talk with Jenna Barr on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail.
9:57, we're wrapping things up here on the Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Panel. He's turning me a southerner over her. Oh, like what it. Is happening? All right, I got distracted. I'm so sorry. Hey, thanks for texting in this morning. Let's wrap up on some crepe myrtle and plumeria talk. So let's start with the crepe myrtle.
It's crepe myrtle. I think the question is when to plant it. I prefer to plant crepe myrtles when they have no leaves, when they're dormant, January, February, even March. However, if you can find a nice crepe myrtle that you see in a nursery that you really like right now, you can do it now, especially if it's in a container. And if it is, take it out of that container, score the roots. Remember, kind of rip those roots out so they will absorb the nutrients once you plant it. Put it in a hole, organic material like Canadian sphagnum peat moss, mixed with the sand you dig out of the hole, and go ahead and plant it. But while you're planting a crepe myrtle while it's not dormant, it's going to need some water. And do not let or allow your sprinkler system to cover that. Drag that a hose over there and let it dribble on that new planting for maybe an hour or so, a couple of days a week. Let it get really deep water, saturate the area. That's the best way to do it. Mm-hmm. They go through less shock when they're dormant, when they have no leaves. Any tree does, any tree you want to plant. We'll have a lot of discussion on trees as we get into January and February of next year. But crepe myrtle, go ahead and do it. On to plumeria, if it's getting too big for the house, I think you could probably do some pruning on it right now. You got to watch out for the cold weather, but I don't see any problem going ahead and pruning it back right now and getting it manageable.
Manageable. Okay, perfect. We did it all.
How did we do it?
That was
and
wonderful.
And we even know how to pronounce bougainvillea.
Bougainvillea.
Thank you.
Bougainvillea, but you have to say it with your hands up like you're about to serve a pizza. All right. Hey, tune in next week all to the Garden Line. Mike, thank you so much for
thank
today.
Thank you, Jenna. It was fun.
Go enjoy the sunshine.
You bet.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.